What do you guys think of this hat my girl made me?
Oh, shit. Damn.
Looks like Sam Hyde.
Hey.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Hey, man. Actually, I don't even know who that is because I'm so tapped into alternative
to left-wing media.
Right. Yeah.
Nah, it looks cool. I like it.
It's pretty on the nose, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I might do it like this today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Animate the mouth movement. That's easy, dude.
Damn, you got some... I do see the sideburns coming in real life, too. Curious.
Are sideburns back? I think I've been...
Yeah.
I saw John Mulaney has some long ones. I'm talking about them.
Oh, he's looking right.
This thing's long. Look how... Damn, look where this is going. It's going past my...
Jesus. Duckling. Yo. That is a crazy... That's a new type of facial hair, Jack. It like goes down to the beard. Like,
I don't know what to say. Goes from...
That's a lamb chop.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lamb chop. I'm letting it ride right now.
That's a rare lamb chop.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, you guys are saying... You're balding, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. That's what I say. That's the first thing I say to you. And
I believe in miracles.
What you got?
Oh,
hymns?
Shit.
I got the Hella first. I got the 10-year supply of hymns, fool. Don't ever don't ever talk shit ever again.
So that
jingle
shit's
bells,
making
jingle
you...
Bells, huh?
Be honest. That shit's making you crazy.
I can't stop getting hard. My mental health is better than it's ever been.
Hair sprouting out of your fucking cheeks. Yeah.
I literally felt last night I was watching a movie and I was like, man, I want to get a hair transplant. Like, I haven't felt that, like, the for real. I was like, man, it'd be nice. Like, just watching a bunch of dudes with hair, I was just like, and they all looked amazing. I was like, yo, if I had hair, it'd be game over.
When they got that real thick hair, you just think like,
oh,
sheesh.
You know what?
Unreal.
Must be nice.
I got a life hack maybe because, Nate, if you have a mohawk, people just assume that it's a style and you have a full head of hair. So you could probably quarter the price of a hair transplant if you just
get it right down the middle.
Ew, and look like that fucking dude from Black Eyed Peas, whatever. Like, that'd be the...
Will I Am?
No, not Will I Am. One of the
rapping
one
or something. I guess they all rap.
The side ones.
His name is The Rapping One?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nate Brown, The Rapping One.
The Rapping One.
Wow.
Damn. Should I sell this for Nice Tribe? Huh?
Here's what I wanted to say about that. But if I got a hair transplant, I would insist that I want to design my own hairline. Because I feel like they always, like, make it, like, straight. You know what I'm saying? But a hairline has variations. You know what I'm saying? It has...
Yeah.
And I would want to just... I would give them a drawing of a line. And I would just... Actually, I would do it on my own head. I would show up with a Sharpie just of the exact fucking...
It's like a quarter inch above your eyebrows.
It's got, like, you do the Dragon Ball Z, Widow's Peak.
Oh shit. Is that possible to like just put hair anywhere?
You can hair transplant to like a tattoo. Like you could give a fish a beard on your fucking arm.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
People aren't experimenting with that type of stuff yet because people are too scared.
Aren't.
You can transplant anything, by the way.
Yep.
You can transplant organs, okay? So yeah. Hair is light work. Mm. Hair's a joke to surgeons. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
You want a hair
There's
transplant?
This hair That's transplant it. Surgeon on TikTok. He's fucking jacked. He has the calmest voice I've ever heard in my life. And watching the videos grosses me out, but his voice calms me down so crazily intensely. I'll find a video.
Is it like an ASMR type of thing?
It's for me. It is.
surgical ASMR. Now I'm slicing open the scalp. The blood is draining out because their blood pressure is too high. And we are not a real hospital. So I like to let them just bleed. Oh.
Can you guys hear it?
Sounds 14.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
Oh, that shit. Hold on. Hold on. Streamer. You guys are coming out of the computer.
We're coming out of the computer?
Sorry.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Great. We're 5 minutes in. There's fucking technical difficulties. Awesome. Great. So I guess we got to start over now. Jeez, we were just fucking cooking, man.
I guess we do. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Cook on my knob. My fault. What? I thought we were all having fun. My fault.
No, we are. I just need to get on the same. I need to get on the same page.
Well, shall we introduce the topic? I believe it's time now to discuss the topic.
Yeah. So everybody, pull over if you're driving and get your notepad out.
And yeah, close your eyes. Open your ears.
The topic of this week is puzzles. Puzzles.
Wow. How
puzzles.
Inquisitive. How puzzling.
Quizzical. Sudoku. Oh, now, who the hell thought up that? Who thought up Sudoku? A math teacher, maybe? Give me a break. I know I complimented you earlier before the podcast on doing that, but I think Sudoku should go fucking home. Get out of here.
Wow. I don't appreciate Sudoku. Now your true colors are showing.
You're guessing numbers? Yeah. Not very fun.
Do not come after numbers. I'll tell you that right now. I'm the wrong one.
The numbers community is fucking
I'm the wrong one to talk shit about numbers to. Trust me.
A numerology terrorism. 11.
23.
There you go. See?
Remember the number 23?
How can you
Jim
forget
Carrey
it?
Jim Carrey doing it
How
again?
How can you forget it? Jim Carrey, Michael Jordan, me, Kobe. Almost everything ties back to the number 23.
How are you associated with the number 23, Jack?
I was born on August 23rd, 1991. Don't ever question me again.
Holy shit. So what does 23 mean? Greatness, I would assume. Greatness.
Yeah, 23 means greatness in Arabic.
Nice. Well, I'll tell you what, with this Sudoku puzzle, the best thing you can do is just play on easy mode because it feels so good to just like. Yeah. It's hard enough because I'm never playing Sudoku, but you kind of like, you understand the mechanisms of it, but it's hard enough where it feels like it's almost difficult to do.
And I am rocking with just, easy Sudoku. I just don't like to be challenged.
And then when you're breezing through it, you're like, damn, I'm a fucking genius, dude. I'm locking in all these fucking numbers, yeah. Dude. Like, if you're struggling with something, just play the game. Play a game on easy and just dominate. Sometimes you just need to feel like you can dominate something.
Dude, you know? I hate to tell you guys, but I think they do this on online games. Like, I've been playing Call of Duty Black Ops 6. And the first, like, week I was playing it, I was destroying. And I thought, I have an ability that is very unnatural and very sort of inhuman. Yep. To destroy other players with my fucking SMGs. But then all of a sudden, I'm getting fucking destroyed every other second. I'm getting horrible kill-death ratios. So something that I think they make it easy so it hooks you. These companies are very devilish.
Well, you remember in Fortnite when we realized that they were playing against bots. We were like, dude, we're fucking amazing. And then we were like, wait. That
banana is in a suit is fucking a robot.
I like that though. That's good.
Yeah, I don't ever want to play a real person in Fortnite ever again.
Nah.
Hell no. Not as long as
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
No, especially not a child. Because there's children on there playing it as if it's just for fun.
That's what I'm
playing.
That's what I've been hearing.
To quiet the demons in my head.
Yeah. Well, I need help from the listeners. So desperately. So if
ask us first, you know us.
Well, you guys don't have the fucking answers. You never do. I'm begging you guys for fucking help constantly. You guys don't fucking, you don't have any fucking clue about anything. Mm. So the listeners out there, I got a Steam Deck, okay? And I know there's somebody out there that can fucking solve this problem. I got a Steam Deck, and I bought Call of Duty Black Ops 6 on the Steam Deck. And then when I play it, I find out it's not compatible with the Steam Deck.
Oh, hell
no. So I can't even open the fucking game. They're not even getting me. I can't even get to the fucking menu with this thing. So I'm looking on Reddit, and they're saying that you have to download Windows 11 or some like NVIDIA app or something. All I'm saying is help me. If you have experienced this issue, if you know the solution, DM me, please. I'm desperate. I paid fucking $60 for this fucking game.
So Nate,
and I can't even fucking play it. Help me, please. I'm desperate. I'm begging you. DM me, please.
You know we're
somebody help Nate.
That was Nate's begging corner where he begs for things.
And because we need to play zombies.
Oh, that was fun. Remember that?
Yep, Johnny Walker and zombies. Mm.
You know what's the thing though with Sudoku and things like this? Because I'm a daily New York Times gamer, so I'm hitting the crossword. Wordle. I'm hitting the Wordle if I feel like a baby. I'm hitting the spelling bee. I get to genius every day, no matter what.
How about connections?
I do connections. I'm always doing connections. Then what I'm saying is, though, in my head, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh, this will be a nice way to start the day. Before I get into anything, I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm going to warm up a mug full of water and put nothing in it. And I'm going to sip warm water, and I'm going to play crossword. I'm going to play spelling bee.
Yeah.
And then
that's like quickly, month three of sober living.
Well,
sounds like you're living.
Well, it's not good because it doesn't calm me. It's not a calm thing because I'm like spinning numbers in your head, like spinning your head, spinning your brain. Why is that fucking relaxing?
That's good.
We should be painting in the morning.
That's the thing. I just need to say this as a devil's advocate. Once again, I'm playing the devil's advocate. Somehow that's always my role lately is to be the devil's advocate.
Well, but it's because you have no actual totems.
No, I have plenty of totems and plenty of opinions. We're not meant to be solving puzzles. Mm. The day laborers back in the old days, the only people solving puzzles in the medieval times were the monks in the castles in their towers, and they'd go all the way up 50 flights up to the top of their little tower, take all their books up there, write on scrolls, and solve mental puzzles all day long. Everybody else is meant to be doing butchery, doing farming, getting the potatoes from the earth, making bread and drinking lager. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And we're tricking ourselves.
Yeah.
By saying we also need to be solving these intense mental conundrums.
That actually puzzles, makes me want to cry.
Et cetera. I know it does. And that's why I saved it till right now, because these are hard emotional truths about humanity. So,
well, it's like imagine the most beautiful. Imagine Beethoven was born these days and his fingers were blessed by God, but they would have just been made to fucking type new members into the Equinox database or something. You know what I'm saying? And God is looking down so sadly, as Beethoven sits there all deaf.
Doing
data fucking ops.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't deaf and blind, was he?
Not at first. Who am I thinking of? Beethoven.
Shout out. There's a production of the Helen Keller play that they did in like Oklahoma or something. Did you guys see this thing went viral? And one of their posts is the little girl playing Helen Keller, like fucking losing it on stage.
Oh, shit. Like,
and her teacher, the teacher who taught her how to navigate a world of silence and darkness, is standing right next to her in the promo. But shout out this little girl for fully committing. She is fully committing to the character of Helen Keller. And I can tell. I can spot that as an actor, writer, producer, feature director. I can smell that from a mile away. So shout out to that little girl.
Let's get her information.
Okay.
I'm genuinely interested in doing a adaptation of Helen Keller the Human.
The male Helen Keller?
Oh, yeah.
Harold Keller.
Harold Keller. But he's got nothing. He's just shy or something.
Yeah. That's also debilitating.
Yeah. He's shy.
Male shyness
ADHD.
Is extreme. Addicted to
male shyness.
Fucking anime.
Male shyness is one of the most debilitating illnesses on the face of the earth. It is equivalent to, I don't want to say, but it is really an epidemic, I will say.
Because
of course it is. That's the biggest puzzle. How to solve male shyness.
There's one solution, but it's a Band-Aid. And it's a Band-Aid that I find delicious, but I try not to indulge in.
What is it? Candy?
No, it's alcohol. No, it's alcohol.
Mm.
That is a Band-Aid for male shyness, but it is not curing the problem at the tap, at the source.
I'll just put it like this. Alcohol is an oasis of joy. Every night, you can say, I'm at least going to my oasis. I'm at least pouring myself the Mezcal tomorrow. M&M that Jack, you said you had on Thanksgiving. But guess what? It's poison. It's a poisonous, toxic oasis filled with forever chemicals.
And by damages the way, you. And when you leave the oasis, which you don't have to, you can stay there forever.
You can keep that Band-Aid on all day long.
Yeah, but that
I've had a Band-Aid on for years. Yep, it could fall off at the shower in the shower at the gym, and you put it back on. But guess what? It's not MRSA. Good to do that. MRSA.
That's an immediate MRSA.
And when you're in an oasis, eventually what you're putting off is trekking through that desert.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And getting back to the land of fruitfulness, getting back to male confidence.
I don't know. Male shyness with
so the opposite of male shyness is male empowerment through the form through confidence.
Take five. Just take five and get some water. In.
You're like debating Ben Shapiro, sweating.
Ben Shapiro's just like, I don't. This feels bad. This one feels like I'm picking on you.
I'm just like, fuck this shit. I smack him in the face. Like.
Oh, shit. You rip his fucking face off, put it on your face. Wow. I would not visit you in jail if you did something violent, by the way. Know that now.
All right. Good to know.
You like show up to the debate with Ben Shapiro and you're taking it very seriously. You turn the chair backwards. You become very serious. But then you can't get a word out.
He would fucking crush my. He would destroy me. It would be
because he has
I wouldn't
no shame.
Stand a chance. I would have to like tap and be like, "You're right. You're fuck. I'm Republican."
Well, it depends.
Now,
no,
you're
it
right.
Depends on the issue, dude. Depends on the issue. Sure, on things that he's prepared for, like bullshit topics that I don't care about. But if you come to him and say, "Hey, Ben," you know.
You have a very beautiful sister.
Whoa.
Oh, yo.
Don't disrespect the violinist.
Is she a violinist?
Maybe Ben Shapiro's actually. I think Ben Shapiro, there's a video of him like 6 years old playing the Schindler's List theme song on violin.
Oh, my God.
Which is one of my favorite songs.
Do, 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 do.
Is that it?
I think I'm messing it up.
You gotta make a beat out of that. Make the Schindler's List. Fucking
wow.
Cypher.
Yeah.
Bensinger's List.
Take it to Marshmallow.
Bensinger's List. It's like the Ten Crack Commandments for Jewish people who haven't seen Schindler's List.
What
I saw
y'all
on a plane.
What would y'all's DJ facade be?
Oh, like the crazy mask or whatever they wear.
Yeah,
like
what would you do? We're talking the MF Doom mask. Ooh, Daft Punk. You can go robotic with it.
Wow.
What would you, would you be sort of demonic? What would you do?
I'd be the Block.
I would clearly be the blue wizard.
You wouldn't be able to move. You'd just be in a block of.
I'd be the knock the concrete with the Block. It's like this guy fell into like a, he fell into like zoom. The music goes all crazy. The lights turn off in the whole stadium. Everybody starts roaring. You remember the origin. He fell into haunted ancient concrete and got dumped into a block where he's given the power of doing
music.
EDM.
And yours is the blue wizard?
I think I would have to be the blue wizard.
You'd have to, simply.
Why blue?
The blue wizard.
If you have to ask why blue at this point,
then we don't bring it.
We're not as good of friends as I thought, man.
Don't bring politics into this. Don't
fucked up at about 2 a.m. The liberal blue wizard,
dude.
DJ, yeah. DJ Democratic.
Because that's what we need. We need magic at this point to fucking win a goddamn election. The way things are going.
Or do we just need to be able to harness the anger of the working class after years of mistreatment at the hands of corporate shills?
I'm starting. I don't know, man. The rich people did it right. That's all I got to say. Look at who voted correctly in this election. Rich people. Okay? Shout out to anybody making 100K plus. You guys are amazing. You guys fucking nailed it. And by the way, I wish I could be included in that, but I make a million plus, so I'm in an ancient category that we vote for our own separate government.
Damn, the ancient fucking $1 million rulers. Wow. I want to meet a fucking billionaire. Just to touch him. I just want to touch a billionaire.
I want to touch a billionaire. Let me touch with it. A knife on the back of their fucking skull and slit that shit open like a pancake.
Wow. You realize there's some very classy people that are billionaires.
What do you say?
Very empathetic people that are billionaires.
Who, Mark, like 50 Cuban? Cent? Oh, Mark 50 Cuban?
50 Cent.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Drizzle.
If you have, if you're holding $1 billion, any billionaires listening, I want you to just imagine this. Imagine you have basically infinite Chipotle glitch and you're eating burritos all day and you go to sit down and you turn to your left, you turn to your right, and people are basically Walking Dead style dying all around you. How can you sit there and enjoy your fucking burrito?
Right. I love this metaphor. Man.
Don't you think that? Right. Don't you think so that this is nice?
Mm-hmm. Give the person next to you some carnitas.
Give them the corn.
Give them the sour cream.
There's something wrong with humanity, and this is the end. That's my conclusion. I hate to say it. I hate to say it. Good run. Time to take the cartridge out.
That's a puzzle, that is bang. Fucking inequality.
The ultimate
puzzle to me is racism and inequality. And what's funny is I have the solutions and I have all the answers, but no government officials will look me in the eyes when I say I know how to fix it.
Well, you got to stop open carrying when you do these things.
You got to stop showing up like driving.
It's a historical fucking. It's a fucking.
It's a historical weapon.
Yeah, it's an old one. It's a musket. Yeah.
Showing up in a George Washington costume to like a fucking Bernie Sanders rally and being like, just remember these times, man. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. I don't mean to interrupt, but remember this. Okay? George Washington never told a lie.
That's what you think.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Have you ever heard of a little phrase called all men are liars?
Is there like an asterisk on it?
No, nope, except for Jesus.
Well, then there is an asterisk.
Well.
All right.
All right. Puzzles.
Puzzles.
What
puzzling
are,
puzzles.
What are you, what was your favorite type of puzzle to play as a child? We're talking
my favorite type of puzzle to play as a child.
What's that mean?
Because there's two types of puzzles. There's puzzles you play when you're in you're old, i.e. Sudoku, i.e. crossword, and then there's childlike puzzles.
I like those sort of physical puzzles that they sell at Barnes & Noble that are all metal, and you have to fiddle with the thing in your hands.
What I'm reminded of is the food puzzle for animals. Why can't we have
Bubbles does that shit all the time.
What food the fuck puzzle. Is that? It gets
treat puzzle.
They have to get mentally stimulated at, you know, because there's not enough things in their environment, so they turn their meal into a sort of a task, you know? I feel like there should be something like that for humans. I would really rock with that if I had a...
If you had to make a three-pointer in order to get the Chobani?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd rock with that. That's some North Korea
what
type
gets
behavior.
Bigger the more you take away? This is a mental puzzle called a riddle.
Oh, that's nice. What gets bigger the more you take away?
Yeah.
The capacity for ants to be there. I shouldn't have said that.
That's right. That's the exact answer. What gets bigger the more you take away?
Space, dude.
Getting close.
What gets bigger the more you take away? A hole.
Yes. It's a hole, dude.
The more good job. Hey, Jack.
That's what I meant by the ants. I meant.
Right.
Well, of course.
A whole of whatever. That wasn't a puzzle. That was a simple transactional sentence to my caliber of brain, by the way.
Jack, you are on some fun. You're like the mental Ken Jennings, dude. Like, you would be. You know what I'm saying?
What gets all wet when drying?
A towel.
I feel like there's no contest with you.
A
I
sponge?
Feel like you're like a supercomputer.
Well, it's
for
both.
Riddles.
No, then netted. Yep. Basically, let me try and come up with one right now. Watch this.
What has a head and a tail but no body?
What?
A coin.
Wow. I'm That's dealing awesome. With some style of intellects that no one's seen around for over 100 years. This is amazing.
By the way, I'm so proud that I got that. The coin, I shout out to me, dude. That felt amazing. God damn, I needed that today, dude.
Okay, Eric. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where could you find Solomon's Temple?
Could it be Old Jerusalem?
Nope.
On his head?
Yeah.
Is that right?
On the side of his head.
On the side of his head? Wow.
And I don't understand that.
I don't.
The Search for Solomon's Temple. Wow, that is our first biblical action-adventure movie.
Okay, well.
That we have, the Christian Indiana Jones with the Jewish sidekick.
The journey to
Jewish
the side
sort
of your head.
I mean, leader. Whatever he wants.
The side leader. A Jewish side leader,
a Jewish individual. Ooh. A Lebanese bald man and a Christian bald
now
man.
why does the bald have to be in the fucking title, man?
it sells really exactly.
That's all I am. That's my identity to you. That's how you view me. That's in my sentence, my bio. Cool, dude. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Dude, with drastically different BMIs, three fucking diverse men search for Solomon's Temple in the town of Jerusalem.
That's the pitch for... They have drastic... The interesting part of it is that they all have drastically different BMIs.
In this 4
Okay,
hours,
I got one.
Minutes.
I got a riddle.
Yeah.
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind.
That's Alexa. Alexa.
Alexa.
Or Siri.
Nope. Nope.
Well, that's a true answer. The goblin would have to let me, the troll would have to let me pass the bridge. Pass through the bridge.
I would fucking beat the fucking shit out of one of them trolls. They'd be like, what is he on? And I'd be like, get over here, fucking. Smack them in the fucking face. Walk across the bridge. I'm not.
We don't play like that.
We don't.
Trust me. If we were in the Lord of the Rings, let's just say Law and Order would have been in effect. Okay? Because it's madness. It's sloppy and embarrassing the way that they have the infrastructure. People are living in the Shire. The roads are made out of fucking
no,
frog legs.
No, the Shire is intentional. I mean, the way that they built that little town, that's intentional. They're going
back
to the old ways.
Okay, tell me it's intentional when I build the Hilton fucking Sheraton Plaza right next
Sheraton
door.
Shire, the Shire.
The Sheraton Shire.
The
right
Shire Radisson. The first Radisson in the Shire. With a Qdoba and fucking GameStop on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
And a Sephora.
And a hot tub. Mm-hmm. Which is really big for them, by the way, because you know their size, right?
Yeah. How many of them do you think you could take out just solo?
Hobbits?
Do you think you could show
up? Here's what I learned from the Lord of the Rings movies, which, by the way, I'm rewatching right now with Layla, extended versions. Never underestimate a hobbit. Mm. All right? Because men and elves can fight and orcs can fight entire wars and kill thousands of each other. But the only thing that really makes a difference is the willpower of a hobbit and his friend Samwise Gamgee and walking up to Mordor and throwing that rang in the thang. You see what I'm saying?
Throwing that rang in the thang.
But what were we just talking about before this?
People invented a whole entire species of Middle Earth fantastical human beings, and the whole thing is that they're kind of short.
They got big feet, too, that are hairy, and they like to eat.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-hmm.
I just, you know what? I was watching that movie with Ariana Grande in it, Wicked, last night.
Wicked.
By the way, too short. It's only 2 hours and 40 minutes. Too short, man. I was popping blood clots out of my legs and eating them like snow caps. That shit was taking so long. Excuse me.
Ew.
Sorry.
Ew, man.
My bad.
You know, Muffy was peeing blood yesterday.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Sorry,
Muffy.
Emergency vet, $1,000. Just a quick thou. These vets, man, these fucking vets. Animal health care should be free. Let's fix that first.
It will be when I open my shit. As long as you follow me on...
Open your shit. Open what?
And by the way, I have to say the answer to that riddle, I never said the answer and I know...
Wait, is it a wind chime?
No.
Wait, what was it? Say the setup again, please. Because we can do it.
All right. Because I know there's people
what speaks without a mouth
around in their brain, and they I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. The answer is, are you ready?
The ocean.
Trumpet.
Nope. An echo.
I speak without a mouth. Echoes don't speak. Now. That's where I want to tell this riddle writer to shut the fuck up. Okay. There comes a point when you're not riddling, you're lying. Okay. Hey. What walks without legs and travels without movement?
Man,
a donut.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Yeah, donut doesn't have legs, technically. Shut up.
Bitch ass up.
Get on Indeed.com right now and do something with your life.
Get a fucking job, bitch.
All right. So, rewind. What were we just talking about?
Lord of the Rings.
Wait.
Okay,
a minute, because I got a question.
Pause.
The guy cuts my hair at work likes to ask me riddles sometimes. Did I tell you guys this?
No.
He's asked me many riddles. And this is one of them.
How much is an ounce?
Hold on.
Eric,
make sure I get this right. Just keep talking.
Eric,
keep talking.
Eric works at Salesforce, and a guy just comes over and just kind of like lines him up every day.
If you answer my riddles, I'll give you a haircut
from operations,
and then I'll let you buy me a sandwich.
Okay. Huh? A father and his son are in a car accident. The father dies at this.
The mom's a doctor. I'm sorry, Eric. This is Joy Tactics, dude, not first grade.
Did you just really solve this? Like, did you?
The doctor's a woman.
Wow, man. You took my joy from me. Because
female doctors.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. Because that one stumped me, which tells me that I'm still under the spell of the patriarchal.
So say it system. Out. Say it out.
A father and his son are in a car accident. The father dies at the scene, and the son is rushed to the hospital. At the hospital, the surgeon looks at the boy and says, "I can't operate on this boy. He is my son. How can this be? How can this be?"
What's the answer? They don't have equipment.
Wait. You try to figure it out, Nate.
Wait, Jack just said the father's the doctor.
Okay. I said. Well, think about it. Think about it. Now you try to answer it.
I can't. There's no.
A father and his son are in a car accident. The father dies at the scene, and the son is rushed to the hospital. At the hospital, the surgeon
mother
looks at,
is the surgeon.
The or
don't smile like that. You had the answer.
Light
you had
work.
The answer.
Give me another. Give me another. I'm ready for another, please.
I did.
Got it. Damn, dude, this is leveling us up. So you thought we were dumb? You thought we were fucking stupid this whole time listening to this podcast? Yep. Think again.
Oh.
Think again. I can get an answer for a riddle after
Hit
I've
me.
Heard it.
Eight
Hit
times
me with
eight.
Another riddle.
Eight
Hit
times
me with
eight.
Another riddle.
Eight times eight, 64.
Nice.
Was that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Damn. Did you guys see that dog that can do math? It tapped. It's like doing complicated math. They're like 126 divided by 12. And it will use its paw and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, hell no.
You know, whatever.
It's got to do that up to 112.
It did that with like 5 mathematical questions. And we're like, what the fuck? This bulldog can do.
But does it understand math or does it understand phonetic?
It doesn't matter. It can fucking. It doesn't matter.
I could sing in Japanese. It doesn't mean I speak Japanese.
Well,
that's a fact.
Right.
Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro proved to me that I speak Japanese. Here's what I was going to say about Wicked and fantastical characters. Is I'm watching this shit and they got goats that are teaching history lessons in English. Okay. And I'm thinking
it strains credulity.
They have goats teaching. They have goats teaching what?
History. English, there's like dude. Teachers. There's like a teacher.
Oh shit. You didn't tell me Billy Crystal was in the Wicked.
Oh dude.
The Wicked.
I was unaware.
Is that what it's called? Well, what I'm saying is, these people are supposed to be 18 years old, but they're 37. All these actors, and that's kind of throwing me. Meanwhile, we got a goat teaching.
Nah.
Come on,
nah.
Let everybody just breathe.
Okay, I got a riddle.
Okay.
You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk. But when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
They're below the deck. They went below the deck.
Say it again. Nope. Say it again.
But that's true. But what I said is true.
My internet just crashed, so the site can't be reached. So I can't read it again.
They're coming for you.
All right. It's back.
The puzzle solvers.
All right, let me find it again.
Damn, if that was our fucking group.
Okay, here we go. You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk, but when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
Say it again.
This is more of a wordplay, I would say. This is deceptive. You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk, but when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
Because it exploded.
They all laid down.
Nope. Do you give up? Tapping in?
They got
tapping
off
out,
the boat.
Sorry?
Is it because it's a different type of boat? It's actually...
Are you tapping out? No. You tapping out?
I tap out.
This one's...
All
this
the
one's
people... Devilish. All the people were married.
What do you
so
mean?
You see the single... There's not a
single. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't like trickery like that. If the bridge goblin said that to me, that's a fucking, you know, Full Metal Jacket bullet to the dome.
That's a cup to the heart.
I don't play that way. I do not play with that. Okay, I have one for you. I have one. Listen to this. A kiss from you is ecstasy, a prize well worth having. To touch you intimately makes my whole heart sing. Our two bodies entwining, body fluids combining. To join with you as one, joining, coupling, release. Is so much heavenly fun. Desire I aim to please.
That's a poem.
That is
from...
a nut bust. That's a nut bust poem.
Yeah, that's a nut bust for DC poem. Just to keep you guys on your toes.
All right, here's one. Soft and tender, I cling to your touch. I'm warm and inviting. You'll crave me so much. In your hands I stick and stay tight. Oh, damn. A little sweetness, a pure delight. What am I? What am I?
Nutbuster DC.
You are a Nutbuster DC poem uploaded at 6 a.m. today.
No. Sticky rice. Sticky rice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I asked ChatGPT to write a sexy riddle about sticky rice.
The sexual troll?
Nut retainer, DC. How about that?
Okay, another riddle. The man who invented it doesn't need it. The man who bought it doesn't want it. The man who needs it doesn't know. What is it?
Martin Shkreli.
A casket.
Yes, Nate. Yes.
Hmm.
Mm, why'd you look down? You saw how I did that all sexy.
You saw how I got. You saw how I got that one.
Yeah.
Instantly.
All right, let me try one. Guess. Let me try and really make one up right now. Ready? You're
breathing heavy.
I am?
I've never seen your chest move like that.
Oh, hell no. Well, I've been eating badly. Okay. You're not
This is like that freestyle that goes on the news. Hold up, is this live?
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
Oh my
freestyling
God.
Freestyling riddles? That's what we have to be doing at the freestyle throwdowns. Freestyle puzzlers.
That's what we're doing at the Bears season 4 after party when they let us back in. For sure.
Yeah, we puzzlers. Had to do.
Okay, you do this standing up and it's hard and
jacking off in the shower next.
No.
That shit's easy.
No. You do it standing up and you're alive when you do it. And you're making people like what you look like afterwards. And it's good for your core and quads and hamstrings.
Squatting.
Hamstrings. It's good for your hamstrings.
Barbell squatting.
No, it's good for your hamstrings and your core. You're hinging at the hips.
Deadlift.
Yep.
All right. I got one.
All right.
I got one.
You have a personal trainer just like just hitting you with all these riddles.
I am a vessel filled with liquid to replenish you when you're thirsty.
Vitamix.
No.
Pedialyte.
No. I'm a vessel.
Oh, a vessel. Bottle. Water bottle.
Yeah, water bottle.
Got it. Nate.
I spiral, but within me is a blank slate.
What the fuck?
That's a notebook, dude. Spiral notebook.
Correct.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Correct. Okay.
Shit, yeah.
Okay.
These are more descriptions.
I have. No, but it's the way you say it. It's the way you say it. I have been presumed by some to have ingested an everything bagel with Mexican cheese. And following by which, some would even say I ate a bag of everything pretzels. You see?
Jack Benzinger.
Sorry.
Okay, I have one more for you guys. I am very sexy. And I have been singing for many years and even judging musical competitions. And
Paul Abdul.
I am married to Orlando Bloom. And
oh.
Fergie.
Katy Perry. Who's not British.
Wait, whoa. Katy Perry's married to Orlando Bloom.
That's right.
And yet she said that Orlando Bloom is the third best sex she's ever had. Whoopsies.
The third best. That, well, we know number one was husband. Mr. Russell Brand, dude. He's got the spiritual.
We don't bring
fucking,
his ass
He's got
up.
That third eye open, and that eye is fucking his penis head, dude.
No.
Should we go on a fucking around the world in 80 style, in 80 days style mission to go hunt down and destroy Russell Brand?
That's good.
To bring him to the style. FBI. Yeah.
Why are we going? We're going like everywhere but the UK, like where he lives. We're trying to find. Where is he?
Yeah, we find Solomon's Temple on the way. Yeah.
Russell Brand.
Did you guys know?
You're next.
Did huh? you guys know that the? Do you guys know about the Ark of the Covenant?
Arkham Covenant.
Ark of the Covenant, dude, in the Bible. You know about this?
Of course, I know about the Ark of the Covenant, dude.
It, I don't.
Kidding me?
Okay, the temperature is getting a little hot on the podcast right now. The tone, I don't like it, Eric.
Of course, I know about that fucking shit. That was God's.
Wow, good pronunciation.
Before Jesus came down, that was God's physical connection to humanity on planet Earth. But if anybody so much as touched that thing or got near that thing or looked upon it, they would melt as the Nazi guy did in Indiana Jones, if you shall
right.
remember that scene.
Or Frank does. Well, did you know that this is presumed to exist in our current reality? In Ethiopia, there is a temple. And no one is allowed in the temple. They don't let anyone. There's armed guards. And that's where they presume that the Ark of the Covenant is. And the monks that live in there, they all have a strange skin disorder or something. And they say that it's because they're too close to this object.
That's Elmer's glue. I know they're putting Elmer's glue on there. It's a tourist trap. Don't believe it what you hear. I don't believe it. The Ark of the
Covenant.
Well,
you can't go in. You can't go in as a tourist. Nobody can go in. The tourists, you can't.
Not,
nobody travels
not anyone,
there.
Well, not anyone
just,
from
just
our
the,
class.
Just, right. Well, just the high priests of the area can go in.
To protect Let me meet it. One high priest. Let me sit down for tea with one high priest before I die.
Hey, man. I'll get a priest. I'll get you high with a priest.
Can we get much higher?
That sounds a bit dangerous.
Oh my god, imagine the conversation smoking fucking dope
yeah.
with a religious
so are you Christian?
So tell me the truth, man. Are you really Christian or you just do this shit for clout?
Mm-hmm.
I like putting the throat on the word clout like that. How much clout you got? Let me get some clout from you.
You know, being a priest back in the day was probably the original clout. Like, if you had clout, you were in the Catholic Church.
Oh, bro. If you weren't born into royal blood and you couldn't become some sort of merchant king, yeah, you would want to become a priest. That is the route to power. But I would say it's royal merchant kings, then, yeah.
If I was in the 1300s, I'd be a fucking serial killer.
No one would care.
Teachers.
That's true. I only kill teachers.
Check out Rap World.
Yeah, hit up Rap
World. Please go check that.
If you're
18 out.
Years or older, go on YouTube and log in.
Sign in. Yeah.
It is funny to have not necessarily a paywall, but like an obstruction on like a free video on the internet.
Do we know anyone who works at YouTube? Something tells me that we do. Can you get this in the algorithm on the fucking front page, dude? Help us out.
Only for put it on the front page for people between the ages of 27 and 41.
Please.
That's the target demo.
Cha.
Another puzzle? What? Another puzzle? Right.
Yep.
What question can you never answer yes to?
Do you want
a rhetorical question?
No, it's more creative than that.
What question can you never answer yes to? Getting proposed marriage by a Nazi.
Wow.
Correct.
Dude, let's talk. I mean, we did the political episodes already. Let's please just keep it chill.
Want to talk about the epidemic of marriage, people marrying Nazis because of their cash flow.
Are you asleep yet?
What the hell are you saying? Why did you say that?
That's the question you can never answer yes to.
Oh, I see. I heard that one recently. Mm. Why did I hear that? Sleep yet?
Do you guys ever talk in your sleep?
I talk to my sleep a lot, yeah.
What are you saying?
When I was on the road with Sarah, I was asleep, and somebody was coming in with a knife, and I said, "We gotta go, let's go!" And I screamed, I screamed it, and I woke her up, and she said, "What?" And I said, "My bad,
let's go."
Oh man, I'm moaning in my sleep because that shit feels so good. I like it so much.
Mm. So if it feels that good to be asleep, don't you think it'll also feel good to be passed away?
Well, dude, imagine this. You like a bag of Sour Patch Kids, right?
They make my skin sort of prickly and itchy.
I do know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
The little sweat, the little weird little feeling.
All
right. Well, do you like maybe one Sour Patch watermelon?
Of course.
Okay, so imagine that, but you have to keep eating them for all of eternity, and there's no end. What I'm saying is you might like something in small doses.
Yeah, what is something like that is can't stop busting?
Oh, right. Shit.
Been busting since like 1985, every like 4 seconds.
I just got breaking crypto news from Coinbase.
What?
Notification. Well, I just put in 90 some dollars into XRP and it just hit an all-time high. I'm telling you, if I logged into my fucking app right now,
what would it be?
That shit's 117 easy right now.
So you just made a fucking easy 27.
I'm making money in my sleep, dude.
You just got delivery Chipotle, basically profit with no chips.
Yep.
And no tip.
Never tip at Chipotle. They don't deserve it.
Wow.
Wow. Congratulations, Nate. Congratulations. Arm yourself, by the way. It's going to be a rocky administration, and I think the best thing we can all do right now is put all of your liquid cash, empty the IRA, empty the 401k, put that shit into invest in private security, private prison system stocks, invest just the most unethical shit you could possibly think of. Just to protect yourself, go invest in all that stuff.
Yep.
Pour all your money into it.
The puzzle of the Republican Party, the GOP, needs to be cracked, needs to be solved.
But dude, if I get a
breaker alive, who can do it?
Well, not yet. Enter Pete Buttigieg.
He's the only one.
Sexual Pete Buttigieg.
He's waiting for his moment to strike, that's for sure.
What the fuck gave you guys J O Y this week? Yeah. And be honest. Be truthful.
All right.
I could tell
I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Jay. go ahead.
All right. Leaning back, I've enjoyed this week. I like leaning back. I leaned my chair back a little bit right now, more than I usually would, and I'm really liking it. I went to see Wicked. I leaned my chair the fuck back, and I really liked that shit. Leaning back, it feels so good. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent.
Love it. Love that.
Leaning back. Okay, we lean got back. Lean back.
Lean oh, back.
Fat Joe. Uh-oh. Joey Crack.
For my joy, this week, I saw this wonderful movie. It's called Deja Vu, starring Denzel Washington, directed by Tony Scott. And that shit was hitting. I can't believe I didn't know about it earlier. And it's sort of a time-traveling detective thriller. Amazing movie. That gets the official Nate Verone stamp of recommendation. Go watch that shit.
That's surprising that that's what gave you joy, because Nate and I went on a crazy road trip.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I had one of the most magical times of our lives. We rented a Mustang from 1968. That's what gave me joy, dude, but maybe that's not a once-in-a-lifetime style road trip for you.
That's nothing to me.
That means nothing.
That's
what gave me joy. That was fucking fun. Ojai, California, magical style. Magical place. There's many energy vortexes up there.
And I will just say, we are getting closer and closer to being in the sphere of Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. We got so close.
What's that?
We got hella fucking close. Well, we can't elaborate on that.
Well, we met somebody in his inner sphere, and she lied to us and didn't tell us. And then her friend ratted her out and said, I asked this woman, I said, does Donald Glover live here in Ojai? And she was curiously silent. She goes to the bar for a drink, and her friend says, you know, she actually works for Donald Glover. Wow. So you're withholding that information.
Why are celebrities just sort of like all around us lately?
It's crazy.
Curious. Literally. Very curious.
It's very curious. Okay, guys. Well, I have to go to do the cold plunge and get my body right. I've been treating it very badly, and today that all changes.
If you're on your way to the gym right now, if you're listening to this and you're about to lock in, go home. Don't do it.
Yeah, there's only room enough for one sort of alpha sort of guy. and that's me. I'm already on the way. I already went because I recorded this yesterday. Okay.
All right.
Nutbuster.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Death lingers on every word.
Peace out.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.